Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks so much for joining us. Our second show of the work week. And there's a lot of news coming out of the sports world. Right now we're focused on Kareem Hunt, but there's so much more than that. Kyler Murray choosing a football career over baseball, though the A's are not giving up. Despite their unrequited love, they are not yet done pursuing the object of their desire. And so we'll talk a little bit about Kyler Murray and the potential in the NFL draft coming up. Also, Eric Reed signs a 3-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. And so he will stick with them after starting the final 13 games of the season for Carolina last year. Lot happening in the NBA where it seems like a nightly routine. James Harden and Paul George and Russell Westbrook, are they not the NBA's new dynamic duo? Wowzers, they have been amazing together. PG-13 and Russ, and then you also had Giannis and Kawhi Leonard, who had a game winner. So a lot of big numbers, gaudy numbers in the NBA from some of the league's top teams. And then you have the opposite end of the spectrum with the New York Knicks setting a new franchise record, 17 consecutive losses on a night when the ACC was in the spotlight. Now, not Duke, but the conference itself. And there's so much talk about Zion Williamson. I even saw one media outlet put together a montage of a potential Knicks starting lineup moving forward that included Zion Williamson of the Duke Blue Devils. It's getting a little bit ridiculous. I hate the idea of tanking. I don't believe players and coaches do it, but certainly there are teams out there who limit their rosters when they don't feel like they have any current hope. They limit the rosters and they hamstring their coaches and their locker rooms with the idea that it's best not to win now because moving forward, you know, we will put ourselves in a better position. But you'll never get me that players tank or that coaches tank because their jobs depend on the records. So there's a lot happening in both college basketball and the NBA as well as in the NFL. You know what's not happening? Major League Baseball signing with Manny Machado or Bryce Harper. That's crazy. I keep reading all these theories about why they haven't signed, and I see frustrated social media posts from guys like Justin Verlander, and it's this weird stalemate. It's uneasy, and it's strange, and it's awkward, and you've got players now lining up carte blanche on one side, and often agents, and not teams necessarily, but they're the ones who are not signing these free agents. And yet I see in the middle this market correction. And there's a lot of reasons why. I've read so many theories about the finances in Major League Baseball and about the way that teams are operating now. And a lot of it has to do with not spending humongous bucks because you're going to make money anyway. Just by the way the salary structure is based and the revenue sharing structure is based and not wanting to go out and give players a 10-year, $300 million contract anymore. To me, that's a market correction. I have no issue with professional sports teams making money. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be doing. It's not a charity. We're not talking about a 501c3 and a nonprofit. And often the idea of what a player is worth is inflated by the current market. But we know the economy often corrects. We see it almost every day, for heaven's sakes, on Wall Street. There's a market correction. It's no different in pro sports. But the part that's uneasy is the players and the teams, the teams and the general managers lining up on opposite sides. And that certainly doesn't bode well. And they're pointing fingers at each other too. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. And I don't think that there is one easy answer, one easy reason, or one easy solution. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. A lot of people weighing in for what may be the first time about the Kareem Hunt signing in Cleveland. It's a one-year deal, reportedly. The NFL investigation may wrap up in the spring. We don't know for sure. But John Dorsey, who drafted Hunt in Kansas City, now brings him on board with the Browns, is hoping that he'll be available to start OTAs in April. Now, if he gets a suspension, will there be an appeal? I don't know. The idea, though, generally with a suspension is that it would pull him off the commissioner's exempt list because there would be a definite path moving forward, and he would be allowed to participate with the team until they got to opening week. Until they got through training camp, through preseason, he would likely, there are certainly times when the NFL writes up different rules about how players are allowed to have contact with their teams or participate in activities, but more than likely, he'd be allowed to spend the offseason, training camp, preseason with the team, but then would be away from them during the time at which they were playing however many games, four games, five games, six games, whatever they decide to suspend him under their behavioral policy. I don't know if this falls under the NFL's domestic violence policy, but I do know they have a much larger umbrella when it comes to behavioral. And we know that Roger Goodell and his staff operate as judge and jury. And so they have many loopholes and these broad umbrellas under which they can suspend or take disciplinary action against players. And in this case, they've got all the evidence they need, though somehow they missed it a year ago. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook. We're asking you on Facebook and Twitter, what's your reaction? That's our Twizzler Tuesday question. So you can find me either on Facebook or with our Twitter handle, A-Law Radio. And then again, 855-212-4227. Let's take some more calls here. Gary is listening in Dallas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Amy.
You're welcome.
I wanted to come in on the Kareem Hunt situation. You know, everybody's saying that, you know, Cleveland's making a wrong move for signing the guy. He doesn't have the right to play in the league anymore.
I don't think everyone's saying that, sir. A lot of people are, not everyone. I've heard the opposite from a lot of people too.
Let's just say the consensus is, you know, he shouldn't be given another opportunity. But has anyone ever thought about the NFL is the only league that when a player makes a mistake off the field, they're kind of blocked out or shunned from all the support groups and things of that nature. Have we ever thought about the Cleveland Browns could be giving this guy a chance to become a better man, to support him through this? You know what I mean? They were already aware that he was on the commissioner's exempt list when they signed him. He was on that list before he was released from Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. So they know he's not going to be able to play for a certain amount of time. But in saying that he was released from Kansas City, now he's blocked out from all the support and things of that nature. Let's give this guy a chance to become a better man, because in some situations we didn't see guys being given that second chance. We don't know all of what happened, but at the same time, we understand
I think we're pretty clear about what happened. We've got a video, Gary.
Right, we do have a video, but he wasn't arrested. Other things that come into play that wasn't the same in other scenarios. But the NFL and Roger Goodell is going to be judge, jury, and executioner under their own investigation. Let's at least give the guy a chance to become a better man. Let's at least give someone the chance to give him a support system, if nothing else.
Interesting, Gary, because I just said the same thing on my show last hour. So I'm going to disagree when you say the consensus is he doesn't deserve to play again. Because judging by my, and it's now dozens of people responding, both on the phones and on social media, I would say that it's pretty much split down the middle. He deserves a second chance or he doesn't. So I don't think the consensus is, maybe it's in your family and friends group, that he doesn't deserve to play again. But I think a lot of fans would say the opposite. And I just mentioned Kareem Hunt is going to have every opportunity with the support system, with the structure, with the money that the NFL teams have to be able to, if he's not yet in a better place, to be able to make better decisions and, as you say, become a better man. So I think that that's a valid point. The NFL does generally offer that, but it will be up to Kareem whether or not he chooses that path.
Right. Thank you for your call. And, 105.3 The Fan, Polo for life.
All right, Gary, thanks for listening in Dallas. Let's talk to Ron, who's in Wisconsin. Ron, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I finally got a chance to put the face with the voice. I saw you guys on YouTube. I'm going to make this brief because I'm driving in a snowstorm. And,
oh, gosh.
It's about the career. Man, I can't even see, but I had to call you, though.
What?
Because this was something that me and my wife was going round and round about. I've been married for 25 years. We're kind of on the opposite side of this. When she found out he was getting a second chance, she hit the roof. I didn't get dinner that night because I said, I think he deserves a second chance because I saw the video. And as far as him lying about it, how many of us have lied this week? Probably 6 times in any Wednesday. I'm not excusing him telling not telling the complete truth about the video. But when I saw that video, I'm expecting to see him, you know, shoving this girl around, ragdoll style, this kick that everybody talked about. I thought he booted her to the moon. It was a boom. It wasn't that. It was a fizzle. No excuse. But how many of us who have nothing to lose have lied about something? This guy probably thought about it.
Ron, we're not comparing here, okay? I mean, is anybody out there perfect? Absolutely not. But I've never kicked or shoved another human being, and I've never also been a professional athlete who has to live to a higher standard because the league is so public. So if you want to call me up and say that you believe in second chances, fine. But don't compare his offense. I mean, comparison's ridiculous. It doesn't matter what anybody else did. It only matters what he did.
But I'm sorry, but why do we put those athletes that high? I mean, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be put to a standard, but when you have your other male callers called in and go, you know, he should never play again. Come on, man. Women, first of all, women really, really shouldn't put their hand on men. And
okay,
Ron,
you can call other radio shows if you want and bring that. You're not going to bring it here. Maybe your wife is okay with that. I'm not. It doesn't matter what she did. It matters what he did. Now, should maybe she have made better choices? Sure. But we're not talking about her because she's not the professional athlete. He is. What we're talking about is what the consequences should be for him. I don't give a crap if she ran into him with a backhoe. He's a professional athlete and should know better than to put his hands on a young woman who, judging by the video, was inebriated just like he was. I mean, just walk away. His friends tried to pull him back into the hotel room and he refused. He came out again in a rage. That's on him. I don't care what she did. That's on him. He's a grown man responsible for his actions.
But I understand that. I'm not excusing that. He's a professional athlete.
Well, then stop sounding like it.
He should have no morals. But when I saw the video, I was waiting for all this shoving and all that. I saw him shove another guy, and I saw him poop the girl, hit her in the butt with his foot. But as far as him not being able to play again, I don't agree with that. And that was my ultimate point. I don't agree with that.
All right, Ron. I appreciate that phone call. Yeah, we're not talking about her because she's not the pro athlete. That's not my job. I talked about her in the past. I certainly know she shouldn't have been there. It sounds like she is underage and she was drinking, and that's a recipe for disaster. Doesn't look like anybody was super sober in this video or in this hallway, but his friends tried to pull him back and he chose to bull rush his friends and get back out in that hallway and go after that young woman. Whatever she said, whatever she did, it doesn't matter. You're a grown man who is responsible for your own actions. If I do something egregious, if I get myself into trouble by something I say here on the show, I can't point to a caller and say, oh, that caller made me really mad. Oh, that caller was insulting me. Oh, someone called me a name on social media, so it excuses what I do. No, no, it doesn't. I understand that people get emotional and people lose their tempers, but ultimately, as adults, as human beings, as adults, we're responsible for our own decisions and our own choices. I am, as is Kareem Hunt. Have a little more self-control. Allow your friends to pull you back into that hotel room and don't come rushing out in the hallway again because you just can't stay away. All right? He's responsible. He lied about it. He got caught. Now the Browns are willing to give him a second chance. What's your reaction to his signing in Cleveland and having John Dorsey on his side. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. We've agreed. We've agreed with our guest to wait until next hour because so many of you want to talk about the Kareem Hunt situation. And I'll ask Howard Balzer when he joins us what he thinks the NFL investigation could entail or how long it might take. But he's going to wait until next hour, which is very kind of him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I know that he has actually sought professional counseling here on a week-in, a week-out basis. Part of the plans that will be in place here is being able to outreach to the community on a weekly basis for he. To me, words don't earn trust. Actions earn trust. Okay, so the actions that have begin to be developed and he has shown have led us to believe that he is willing. He's going to move forward here on this.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
General Manager John Dorsey of the Cleveland Browns, who drafted Kareem Hunt in 2017 when he was the GM in Kansas City. And that pre-established relationship is, I'm sure, a major reason why Dorsey has decided to give him another opportunity with the Browns, though we have no idea how the NFL will rule. This is the second NFL investigation. As you remember, there was an initial investigation going back to last February when this incident first surfaced and when Kareem first talked to the Kansas City Chiefs and lied to them about ever leaving his hotel room, lied to them about the fact that there was an altercation when the video surfaced in November. Then, of course, all the poo hit the fan, and not only did he get released by the Chiefs for lying to them, but he also got put on the commissioner's exempt list, and so therefore is still unable to play in any way, shape, or form. Now, he can be signed, but he's not allowed to play or participate in activities until he comes off that commissioner's exempt list and until the NFL would hand down its ruling. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I would remind you that on our Facebook page specifically, I can't control what you send to me on Twitter, though I do mute and block people who use inappropriate language because I don't want it on my newsfeed. On Facebook, if you swear or if you use other inappropriate words, you're going to get banned. It's my page with my name on it, and I don't want that kind of crap on it. So if you have something to say that you can say without using that kind of language, great. Otherwise, probably best to use your own Facebook page. 855-212-4227. See, let's talk to Matt, who's in Louisiana. Welcome to After Hours.
How are you, Amy? It is an absolute joy to listen to you every morning.
Thank you, sir.
I was going to go on a big spiel, but you've already argued with Wisconsin plenty about that. Pretty much, 6-game suspension because he lied and because he's essentially already had 2 strikes. He had the main incident we're talking about, and he also wasn't there an incident with a guy
at a bar
somewhere in the last year. And if he does it, if there's any more domestic disputes, you're gone. Your career is over.
Okay, so you're saying, just to clarify, that you're okay with him getting suspended and coming back to play for the Browns, but there should be a zero tolerance policy. If anything like this happens again, he should be done because it's not the first and only strike.
Yeah, it's essentially 3 strikes and you're out.
Okay, got it. In terms of him playing after his suspension, though, you're okay with that?
Absolutely.
All right. I I know sometimes I've used the word deserve second chances. I honestly don't believe anybody deserves anything, really. However, I appreciate second chances. I think we all need second chances, though I do believe in consequences as well. And the lying really bothers me because there's no way to know how remorseful he was. He was really sorry once he got caught, but he obviously wasn't that sorry beforehand. And was lying about it for quite a long time, left his employer looking like complete idiots. The lying really bothers me too. It's one thing to have it come out and you tell the truth about it, you head it off at the pass, so to speak. It's entirely another to hide it as long as you possibly can and then to be sorry when you're outed.
Right, but it does look a little better because he is in anger management and he is trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, no doubt his PR staff and his agent said, get your ass to counseling.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know that this was his own free choice. I'm sure that this was a spin job, sounds cynical, but I'm sure that this was one way that they felt like they could prove to both the NFL and future employers that he was serious about getting his life together. I bet you he had no choice. His team said, you're going to counseling.
Right.
Yeah. So...
Can I say something about Kyler Murray real quick?
Uh-huh.
I know this is switching gears, but
it's fine.
Him going to football short term, great idea. Long term, horrible idea.
Because of his style of play?
Yeah, because he'll have a much longer career in baseball, especially if he turns out to be as good a prospect as Oakland's hoping. Football, much shorter career because of his height thing. I mean, huge Drew Brees fan. I'm a Saints fan. But I don't see with his style of play, he sticks around very long. I mean, I think he'll be the second coming of Russell Wilson. That's about it.
A Super Bowl win and another Super Bowl appearance and a couple of free agent contracts. We should all be as good as Russell Wilson. Who's still, by the way, playing in the NFL.
This true, but with the Seahawks having to pay everybody, it's getting real hard for them to keep the pieces around him to get him there every year.
I mean, that's the NFL. That's every team in the NFL.
So,
But I do agree with you. There are risks there. I mean, it certainly seems like everybody's hot to trot about Murray right now, but I would agree that there are risks there for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Eddie, who's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eddie, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Aloha, sunshine. I'm calling, obviously, for what we're talking about, but I played football. I've had girlfriends hit me and all that stuff because of being drunk or just plain old stupid. You stand there or you turn away and run. It's very simple Sesame Street math.
Well, I agree with that. I'm not excusing her actions because she is a young adult as well and should have known better. But in terms of his reaction, there's no excuse. There's no justification because a young woman hit him. Oh, no. First of all, his friends tried to pull him back into his hotel room and he wasn't having it. He was not sober. He was mad and he let his temper get the best of him. So there are no excuses or justifications. I don't care what she did.
Oh, I agree. Get out of the tunnel and get on the bridge. This is Eddie, and I approve this message.
Thank you, sir. 855-212-4227. So Kareem Hunt is still on the exempt list, but this is a major start. There was going to be a team that signed him. I'm not surprised that the Browns got a jump on it. John Dorsey was probably worried that another team was going to step in there and sign him first and wanted to be sure that he had him in the fold. And I do believe that if he's going to make better decisions and be responsible for his actions when he's drinking or any other time, but that seems to be a bad combination for Kareem Hunt, or it has in the past, that it's really important for him to be in a structured environment. The Browns have experience in this situation. Now, it didn't work with Josh Gordon. It didn't work with Johnny Manziel, but they do have experience in this situation. So, and John Dorsey does too. He drafted both Hunt and Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. So we'll see. I no doubt that's why Dorsey got a jump on it though, because he figured there'd be other teams that were waiting, and we'll wait to hear from the NFL now about the punishment and whether or not there will be an appeal. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I've seen some of your posts, and I appreciate that there's a variety of emotions and opinions about this situation. That's what I love about talking to a national audience, is that we don't agree, and we shouldn't, because we're better. We make one another stronger when we share our opinions. John says on Facebook, some actions don't warrant a second chance. This is one. That's a third strike. She is someone's daughter. And then DJ says on Facebook, I'm tired of the posturing back and forth by the NFL. Why does it continue to happen? Because there are second chances. And so he's looking for first offense being a lifetime ban is the only way to eradicate the issue. Some of you are saying this is why you don't support the NFL, because of these types of situations. You know, of course, that in Major League Baseball and in the NBA, in the NHL, there are also domestic violence situations that come up, and those leagues have to deal with them as well. In Major League Baseball, we've had multiple athletes get suspended for 50 to 75 games. And so baseball has gotten really serious when it comes to domestic violence, and also is not limited by what happens in the legal system. However, in the NFL, it's a different type of attention. The NFL is on a whole separate platform in a whole different stratosphere than the other leagues. And so very often the NFL has more headlines, has more reaction, and gets criticized more roundly for the way it deals with player issues, simply because it gets more attention and because it's in a brighter spotlight.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's my understanding that they're going to begin to wrap up their investigation. And then I would say within a couple weeks, they'll begin the penalty to be told to everybody. There are no guarantees. You are going to have to earn the trust in this situation.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
General Manager John Dorsey, then of the Kansas City Chiefs when Kareem Hunt was drafted, and now with the Cleveland Browns. And ultimately, it's not a surprise that the Browns jumped the line. Whatever the line was forming or would have formed for Kareem Hunt, Dorsey wanted to be sure that he got there first. And so even before the NFL investigation is completed, even before free agency begins, we now know that Hunt has a one-year deal with the Browns, and we'll wait to hear from the NFL about its investigation and any subsequent punishment. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Part that bothers me the most is the lying about it and not knowing whether or not he's really remorseful. He obviously knew what happened in that Cleveland hotel room a year ago and kept it from everybody who didn't need to know, lied to the Chiefs, told him he never left his hotel room and that there was nothing to investigate. The police say they didn't have the video from the hotel because they weren't filing charges and didn't need it for evidence. The NFL claims that it tried to get the video but was rebuffed. And until it leaked by TMZ, well, then none of this was even a conversation. But the video comes out. I wrote a column about it back when it did in late November, early December, about the NFL not learning anything. And in my situation, just as a fan, as a member of the media, that the NFL had forfeited any benefit of the doubt. So there's a lot of blame that could go around here for him even being allowed to play the first 11 games of the season. Now, he sat out, though you can get paid while you're on the commissioner's exempt list, but he sat out after those 11 games and has been going to counseling. I'm sure his team pretty much said, you have to. This is the only way to convince another organization that you are interested in a second chance and that you're making better decisions moving forward. You got to prove that you're remorseful because you didn't for the first, what, 9 months after this happened. And so now moving forward, the NFL has the ball in its court, and that's what the Browns are waiting for, as are the rest of the fans for both Cleveland and other NFL teams. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, taking your thoughts on Twitter, A-Law Radio. So you can use the hashtag Twizzler Tuesday. I appreciate you all weighing in, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. At the top of the hour, we will welcome our NFL insider. But for now, let's take some calls. Red is in Georgia. Welcome to After Hours.
Thanks for taking my call, Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy, I would like to talk on this issue because it's very important to me because I have four daughters. And not only that, we as men, no matter what the situation is, we must be willing to protect our women at all costs. That's how I was raised, and that's how I'm going to raise my boys and my daughters, for them to know this. And as far as Kareem Hunt, should he play football again? I don't think that should be the NFL decision. I don't think that should be Kareem Hunt decision. I think it should be more professional people involved, far as domestic violence people or anger management people. Is he really doing what he's supposed to do, and he's remorseful to come back and play in the NFL? That should be their decision, not his, not the NFL. And give him a second chance in life. That's the most important thing. Forget this second chance at football thing. You want to be a better man for you and your family and your kids and your brother and for society. And that's the most important thing. And we sugarcoat this as much as possible. We should sugarcoat it because this is a man put his hands on a woman. And a woman, this woman is not at fault, none, period, because his life was not in danger. His life wasn't threatened. So I don't want to hear it. He should have never put his hands on her. And it's not his decision. Not his at all to play football again. It should be professional people saying that he have done what he's supposed to do. He deserves a second chance. And thank you, Amy. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Red. I appreciate that. I do believe in second chances, but I also believe in consequences. So it doesn't bother me that this is the number one topic in sports. It doesn't bother me that the Cleveland Browns are getting some pushback, that the NFL is coming under scrutiny again, and that Kareem Hunt is being called on the carpet. None of that bothers me. I know some of you point to the fact that the NFL is full of athletes that very often turn into role models. It certainly, the fact that he's a household name, to me, I wish the NFL cared more about its responsibility in that area more than it does about its image. But that's just not, it's just not the NFL. We know that the domestic violence policy, the new behavioral policy that's supposed to come down harder on abuse against women and children, it was only created because the video of Ray Rice came out. I mean, let's be honest, it's not even a thing. We're not even talking about a potential 6-game suspension for Hunt if the Ray Rice video never surfaces. So I'm torn very often, not just because I'm a female, but because I believe there should be consequences. And when you're an extremely talented athlete like he is, the consequences are generally minimal, right? So and some of you have pointed this out, if he's a third string linebacker, or if he's a kicker, or if he's a guy who's on the practice squad, you know what doesn't happen? He doesn't get signed in February to a brand new deal. That doesn't happen. So the fact that he's an extremely talented running back with a lot of versatility and in the prime of his career can't be overlooked. That even if it wasn't the Cleveland Browns, it was likely to be another team. And that's why John Dorsey went ahead and made the move now. On Facebook, Anthony says he should be suspended a year, put under some sort of regimen or program to show he knows what he did, how he got in that situation as a public figure, make better decisions, and respect everyone. Another chance should only come after this time where he shows that he's been evaluated by a second party and not just by the NFL. John says this makes my brain ache. No one who harms a female should be in the NFL. He or anyone should be banned for life. Gil says this is one of the reasons I don't support the NFL. Get rid of, well, he calls him a name. Get rid of him. Love your show. And then Steve says, a typical John Dorsey move. He's not afraid to take risks. He drafted him to begin with. I'm a diehard Browns fan. We just want to win, starting with the division and eventually get to a Super Bowl. So Steve doesn't have an issue with it because we just want to win. Brian is listening in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Listen, I really don't have an axe to grind in this whole situation, but it's kind of appalling when I think about it. I have to, in full disclosure, I'm Republican conservative, and I wasn't happy with the Kaepernick thing. But here's a gentleman that put a knee on the turf, and he is banned. Basically, you can call it any way you want, but he's not being hired. And you have another person that's been abused women. That's in the lineup.
A woman.
And, you know,
I don't think we can make it plural. He's abused a woman.
Oh, a woman. Okay. I'm sorry. I used that plural. But the reason I was thinking plural because I was thinking the Ray Rice thing, and that's unfortunate, too, because here's Ray Rice. He did absolute wrong. It was horrible, hideous situation, what we saw and what we knew happened. But yet his wife forgave him, and as far as I know, they've been on television here in Baltimore, and he's been supporting some causes here. And they're perfectly, well, not perfect. Nobody's perfectly happy married couple, but they're a married couple, and they seem to be getting along fine. So it's hard for me to decipher. And I don't, it's hard to say what's right and wrong in this whole situation. And I appreciate your view on it and appreciate your caller's view. But I just think about Kaepernick, and like I said, I'm not a supporter of him. And as a Republican, you can understand why I don't support what he did. But
okay.
I mean, I
don't know what political affiliations have to do with anything. I mean, it's much bigger than that. But I do appreciate your phone call and the fact that you're making this comparison where we've got one player who has never returned to the NFL. And there are various reasons why and opinions why. And then here is a player who shoved and kicked a young woman and is being welcomed back, at least by one franchise, though I'm pretty confident there would have been others. Brian, thank you so much for your phone call. And as for Ray Rice, I would say that he and his wife, Janae, certainly have committed a very substantial portion of their lives to speaking about what happened, how they got in the situation that they did, and how to prevent that type of a situation moving forward. So I admire them and I applaud them. I don't have any issue with the fact that he paid with his job. I mean, again, I believe in consequences, but the two of them have worked very hard to stay together and to build a family, and they're still supportive of one another. They've known each other since they were teenagers, and so I admire them for that. Jim says on Twitter, an excellent running back, low risk, high potential reward makes this a no-brainer if your objective is winning football games. And Carol says, I believe in second chances, but only if remorse is shown and some effort has been made at restitution and counseling. Halfway through, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.